Welcome to Melody Podcast. Today we have Fred Quano, the director of Flexpo Italia, as our guest. Hi, Fred.
Hi.
What do you think about the stereotypical role that women are portrayed in Italian cinema?
I think that we have a lot of stereotypical roles. Some of these stereotypical roles, of course, are based on ethnicity, sometimes are based on religion. From my point of view, especially from my kind of studies, I see much more focus, of course, on stereotypical roles based on ethnicity. I noticed, for example, that Eastern European women and African women are more of eroticized or sexualized, for example, than Italian women. So it's not really a situation of color, which I'm talking also about Romanian or Polish women. We have a lot of Albanian, we have a lot of immigrants from Albania or Roma. So this is also the women that Romania and Albania are treated in the same way of African women. Even I think the portion in which we have an underrepresentation and eroticization is perhaps more high as a percentage in the African women than this European women. So this is the first and important for me to that notice when I'm in one sense working with a diversity high the representation of women in financial internet with other kind of stereotypes that are is of course on it's difficult to find the roles kind of things in which women have they are doing an important or a strong job. So, for example, you have a lot of stereotypes in the representation of the roles that they are playing. So, rarely you will see a woman playing or portraying a commissioner, a head of the police, or a judge, or so maybe because the Italian society is still real patriarchal, so it's very difficult to have or think that cinema is different from society. Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank you for your response.
Okay, so as a filmmaker, can you tell us like what the casting choice is when especially looking for black women?
Yeah, actually, I produce documentary, so don't do a fiction films in which you need to do casting. I always specify in many conference and events that casting director should change the way how they cast. And they should be much more open sometimes about the eyes, gender, age, in the profile of the role that they are seeking for, because it's not necessary. So if I'm, if especially when you are cast for a huge role, so sometimes you have a small role in which the talent appears for a minute. I make an example, I'm seeking for a DJ in a film that maybe would speak 40 seconds. Usually our mindset is a DJ is a man, but actually a DJ could be a woman, it could be a woman, it could be a disabled woman, it's not necessary that but in our mindset is a man. So there are a lot of roles which we have to see of what we are seeking for. And unfortunately, also actors and agents of actors have the secret writer to say, I will try to act or not this audition if it's Victor but for me. So a disabled woman will not have the courage to answer to her request for a DJ, because also she thinks that, maybe this only is for pen or whatever. So I think that we took the start of collaboration between casting director and agent of talent to structure it the way how they, the way how they use serial types when they are publishing a casting audition.
Thanks for Fred's participation. From his experience as director, we can see how the gender and ethnicity play a role in Italian cinema and society. Eastern European and African women are treated differently, while women are always not dominant or play central roles. During casting, he admits that Black people tend to play stereotypical roles as DJ who only appears for several seconds. He suggests that directors' casting should change and be more open and diverse when it comes to race and gender. What matters the most is not who they choose, but what kind of role they assign women or Black people to play. Hope this may be intriguing for you guys. Thanks for listening to Melody's podcast.